261EB and KQJO-FM. St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wheat. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory which is due your name. Now, God, I ask that you will have thine own way. Oh, God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. God, we thank you for what you are about to do on this line. God, we thank you that, Lord God, you are about to heal, you are about to deliver, you are about to set the captive free. God, that you are about to bless us in a mighty way. And Lord, we just give you an advance praise. We thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God, keeping us in our right mind. God, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for keeping us all week long, keeping us from danger, seen and unseen. And for that, we just want to give you all the glory. Ha-yadadi-o-shandi, which is due your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you please turn them to Mark 4 and 39? That's the book of Mark. Fourth chapter and the 39th verse. And it reads as follows. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. It says, "Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And your topic today is, no storm too strong. No storm too strong. Many times we have storms in our lives, and we determine how we react to the storm. We can either weather the storm out, or we can rebuke the storm. But get this, many people create storms in their own lives, simply by not adhering to the voice of God and being disobedient to his word. You see, people of God, storms come to make you or break you, and some come to make you strong. So what is the meaning of Mark 4 and 39? Be still. That's simple. Be still. Because in the passage, as the Sea of Galilee storm caused the disciples to fear for their lives, Jesus calmly and confidently stilled the raging waters with those three words, "Peace be still." He is assuring us, whatever storm we face, Jesus is the powerful, supreme, omnipotent, and sovereign God over everything. Yes, he is. So let's just move up just a little bit. In Mark 5, Jesus cast out a spirit out of this deranged man who had been living among the tombs, and he was also cutting himself. People had given up on him. He was beyond help in the eyesight of people. But God hadn't given up on him. So afterward, it says, the people saw the man sitting fully clothed and in his right mind. So what's interesting is that on the previous night, when Jesus was on the boat and headed toward that man, the huge storm that arose wasn't just a random act of nature. It was the enemy trying to stop Jesus. This man still had the greatness in him, and Jesus was determined to restore him. People of God, just before your greatest breakthrough, the thing you've been praying about, the thing you've been asking God for, how you've been waiting on God to move in your life, look out. Here come a storm to try to pull you back. Here come a storm to make you doubt that God is not going to do what he said he's going to do. Here come a storm to hinder you from getting to your purpose, a storm to hinder you from getting to your breakthrough. We have to learn to speak to our storms. Remember that the storms the enemy sends to stop your future can't withstand God's rebuke. And peace be still. The storm around you may be darker than ever, but there's no storm so strong that he can't calm. My God. So God is fighting for you. Yes, he is. He's pushing through the forces of darkness and calming the storms and crossing lakes. Just to get to you. He's pushing everything back just to come to see about you so that you will fulfill your destiny. He sees that you are in a storm right now, but are you going to allow the storm to label you? Are you going to allow the storm to dictate how you come out? Come on here, somebody. Is the waters raging that much until it is drowning you? I'm here to encourage you. Don't you drown. Come through. Allow him. Allow him to carry you through the storm. Jesus. So what is the purpose of a spiritual storm? Living a consecrated life in Jesus Christ will not prevent us from experiencing spiritual storms. It is often very tempting for us to immediately associate our storms with us being outside the will of God. Just because you're having a storm in your life does not mean you're out the will of God. It does not mean that you have sinned. It does not mean that you did anything wrong. People of God, God sends storms into our lives to get our attention, to mature us, to build us up in our faith, and for him to get the glory out of everything we go through. Remember, whatever you go through, you're not going through it for yourself, not all the time, but you're going through it for someone else so that you can tell someone else, look what God has done for me. You are a personal testimony. Oh, come on, here's somebody. Get the elbow shy. Your storm can't be for you so you can learn something, but it's also for someone else as well. I want you to get that. Hallelujah. So the lesson that we can learn from Jesus calming the storm is when Jesus calms the storm in the New Testament, we are encouraged today that God is also with us in the middle of storms of life that we go through. He is always with us. You are never left alone in a storm. Please listen. You are never left alone in a storm. If you adhere to the voice of God, if you pray, if you praise, if you worship in your storm, you will come through it quickly and you won't even know you've been in one. Come on here, somebody. Today, as disciples of Christ, we should also strive to spend time with God and to grow in our relationship and to trust him even the more. The more your storm, when you are in the storm, it should give you an outlet to embrace what you're going through. I'm embracing my time with God. God, I don't know why I'm going through this storm, but I'm trusting you. God, this storm does not feel good, but I'm trusting you. In the midst of a storm, that's when you should turn your spiritual ears on high frequency. It should already be on high anyway. But listen to God in the midst of your storm. Because just like the Holy Ghost say, it can either make you or break you. Your storm determines the outcome of your destiny. Whether I'm going to go through, because I know I have purpose and destiny, but I got to go through this storm to get to where, to get to the place God wants me to get to, because I can't get to it overnight, so I got to go through some, because the enemy is going to set traps. But if I talk to God, he is going to teach me how to go through and how to eliminate the traps, how to dismiss the traps, miss the traps what the enemy has set for me. I'm not going to miss my blessing. I'm not going to miss my destiny. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for rebuking the storms that are set to stop our future and for coming to us when we felt we couldn't come to you because the storm was too strong. Father God, thank you for freeing and delivering us from what we could not free ourselves from. Father God, we believe that you never stop crossing the lakes, that, Lord, you never stop giving up on us, that, God, that, Lord God, that you weathered the storm with us, but most of all, that you taught us the lessons that we needed in the storms. Oh, we thank you for our storms because it made us to be the disciples that you have called us to be. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, we are in revival this week. And the title is Your All on the Altar? Last night, it was Minister Millicent Rubin. And tonight is Pastor Reginald Jackson of Kingdom Builders Apostolic Church. And Saturday night, it will be Prophetess Barbara Herman. The revival is held at Trinity Baptist Church. The guest pastor is Elvira Breville. The location is 2400 Memphis Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. The title is, once again, Is Your All on the Altar? People of God, come out and hear the word that God has placed in these speakers' mouths. It is a word of season, in season, on time word. It is a word before you go into the year of 2020.